Today is June the 9th, 2006, and we are visiting with Mildred Dixon Sherwood to dig into her reflections and memories of Houston in the 50s and 60s, the arts in the 50s and 60s, and her own sort of evolution and career as a painter and as a drawer. So I'm going to start, let Mildred start right in with the recollections, let's just say, of the 50s.
Well, I actually started studying at the museum when I was a child. And then when I was in the 50s, I was growing up then, and I became serious. And I studied also at the museum after I studied at Newcomb. Mm-hmm. And I studied with Francis Skinner and Robert Prusa. And I used to go to Mexico and study at a little art school in Taxco in the summers. And the more I painted, the more serious I became. Ruth Udall was an inspiration and encouraged me a lot. I had a two-man show with Kelly Perrin, and I continued painting. And I have a lot of memories of the people painting at that time, Henry Gadbois, Leela, and of course Robert Prusa, and I can't remember them all, Laura Collins, and there's a lot of activity going on. And another fond memory of mine was Jimmy Ernst gave a course at the museum, and he was a marvelous teacher, Max Ernst's son, and I learned a lot from him.
How did he come to Houston?
Well, I think Miss Eula got him to do it.
Uh-huh.
He just gave a 6 weeks course. Well, I continued painting, and then my husband and I spent a year in Europe, and we spent half the time in Greece, and I painted a lot of pictures in Greece, and then we spent the next 6 months in London, and I had a show in London of the paintings that I did in Greece, and I think I was mainly influenced by not the light so much, but the sun. Of course, the sun makes the light, but still, the heat and the light, and those paintings was actually there. These paintings were ones I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I always was amused by they say so much in England about the light in Greece, and I think it's because it's so cloudy in England. So I was never impressed with the light, because the light was, to me, was not a lot different than Houston. Well, maybe it was, because the sun was brighter. The sun was what affected me the most.
Mm-hmm.
I painted quite a few pictures with the sun in them, but I sold most of them in my show. And then when I came home, I had a show at Meredith Long's. And then,
what year would that have been, approximately?
The late 60s. Might have been the 70s, but I think it was the late 60s, because we lived in London in the 60s. Oh, then I did a lot of drawings, but I've never shown the drawings. They're sort of fantasy drawings. And I liked the drawings, and then suddenly I had a blank, and I haven't been able to do any painting or drawing or anything.
And that was in the 70s you had your blank?
Mm-hmm, more or less.
Well,
very disappointing. I don't understand it, because Prusa used to say, I've never seen anyone that could paint faster. You know, I couldn't finish one painting that I didn't have another one in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened. And I painted for a while in the 70s, and I painted a little in the 80s too. But I was not satisfied with my paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at some of them recently out there in storage. I realized now I was trying to get something I didn't get, and I think I became discouraged. And then my husband died, and I sold my house, and I moved here, and I don't have a studio anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that may have something to do with it.
Well, what was Houston? Now, you were born where?
Well, I always say I was born in Houston. I actually was born in Fort Worth, but my father was a lawyer, and he was left the firm in Fort Worth when I was a baby and came to Houston, so I've lived here all my life.
Well, what did Houston, what was Houston like in the 50s for you?
It was a lot of fun.
How about some of the art galleries or any of the art, anything
well,
at the museum?
It was not organized like it is now at all. I've always thought in a way I wish I had been painting later, because there's much more interest in the art now than there was then. There was just Butte Gallery, and then the Cushmans had a gallery for a while. Wasn't taken as seriously. Often I think back and I feel like I wasn't taken as seriously as an artist because of the times as I would have been later. It was sort of like, it was a hobby. I mean, it wasn't a hobby to me, but people, and I'm speaking of people I knew, friends.
Right.
They considered, it was, oh, isn't it nice you paint?
Sunday painter.
Mm-hmm. And I had quite a bit of success. I won a lot of prizes and I sold paintings. But still, it was just like, oh, how nice, you can do that. And looking back, I rather resent that. And of course, it was before the Menils came, and the Contemporary Arts Museum hadn't been started. I remember when it was started, and that was nice and helped a lot. And they had a lending library. You put your paintings in, and people could rent them by the month, a week, or whatever. And now Anne Holmes, she was a very good critic, and she wrote nice, sensible. She knew what she was doing. Her but it just doesn't seem to me, looking back, it was taken as seriously. Oh, there was that much interest then. And Meredith started. He may have started in the late 60s or early 70s.
I think he came in the late 60s.
Yeah, I think so, too. And but he started on a smaller scale, of course.
Well, how do you think that the Menils affected...
Well, I think they helped. They were very concerned with controlling the art scene in Houston. But they probably stirred it up and helped. And of course, in the long run, they certainly did help, but there was a little feeling about it. You know, they wanted to run the museum, the fine arts, and they wanted to run St. Thomas and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finally found the right thing for the museum that they founded. But they stirred things up, there's no question, and they brought good people here. I don't think Houston was ready for some of them, but they brought them here anyway.
Well, did you go to the first exhibition at the Contemporary Art Museum?
No, I may have been out of town. I remember being in one of those exhibits because they did one that the artists painted other artists. And I painted a picture of Henry Gadbois, and Henry painted one of me.
Tell me a little bit about your painting, about how you came to your subject matter. How did you decide to crystallize on some of this ethereal?
I think I wrote something in one of these things. This is what I wrote. I said, painting to me is seeing, feeling, and discovering the life that exists within all things. I paint from memory, usually from an emotional reaction to something I've seen or felt, trying always to combine the visual with the imaginary world of fantasy and dreams. In painting this way, it is easier to simplify and eliminate the unimportant than to emphasize the elements that convey the mood and the idea I wish to express. I cannot say what particular thing has influenced me in painting. It's been more of a period of growing and seeing and seeking in all directions. The more I paint, the more aware I become of the spiritual forces in all of life and joy and sorrow.
And that is your reflection that's published in the Texas Artist Exhibit with Kelly Farian in February of 1955.
Yes, that's right.
Here at our museum when Lee Malone was director.
That's right.
How did you like him?
He was a very nice man. He was the man who would like to have been a painter, he told me. That he was sorry he gave it up. But I liked him personally. I liked, of course, Mr. Chilman was the first one, and he's the one I was, Miss Eula and Miss Chilman were the two I was most fond of because I knew them the best.
Well, now, were you involved when the CAA was formed?
Yes, Contemporary Arts
Association.
Yes, mm-hmm. I didn't have any official, I wasn't, not in an official capacity, but no, I was active in it, and I showed in exhibits they had, and I was in the one of the artists in the program they had where you could borrow pictures,
right,
or rent pictures.
Right.
But I never had an official capacity.
How would you compare the arts in Houston today, do you think? What's happened here in 50 years?
Well, there's much more activity, many more people painting, and many more galleries. Whether there's a lot more interest, I don't know. I had a show in Austin at the museum there, and I had a show in at Corpus Christi in the museum there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the catalogs.
Mm-hmm.
But I just couldn't paint enough, I had and I guess I'm still doing away, a photographic memory.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the way things were. It's the way, so it was not difficult for me to paint at all. If I saw something that made an impression on me, I had this picture in my mind because it changed as I worked on it. And I spent a lot of time in Guatemala and Mexico. I painted a lot of things. In fact, I think maybe some of my best things were those pictures.
So interesting that you painted and painted, and then all of a sudden you got up one morning almost and didn't paint.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tried. And I didn't like what I was painting. That's what was discouraging to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I kept on, I would have gotten over it.
You might have had a breakthrough, you know.
Yeah, I think, as I said, looking at the pictures I painted during that period that are in storage now, I could see that I was trying to get somewhere, and then I got discouraged. And then moving and not having any place to paint anymore, and of course, as you got older, you don't have the energy you had before. And,
mm-hmm.
and it, you know, it's a mess to paint.
I haven't been in too many real neat artist studios in my day. I mean, occasionally you'll walk into one, and you could have a dinner party in there, but most often...
You don't want it to be neat, you know.
No, but, most often they're not.
And if you don't have any place like that, you know...
You put it in your living room and live with it every day.
Exactly. I don't see the place to do it.
Well, what do you have... Oh, if you were going to say something, thinking back being an artist and your life, and you were talking to a younger person who's an artist, do you have anything you'd want to say to them?
Just paint what you want to. Try to see it your own way. I'm not the intellectual type of painter. I'm more of an emotional painter.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say paint what really means something to you. And I'm not long on theories.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that anyone should give anybody else advice because everybody's
a little different.
A little different and works in a different way and they're trying to express a different thing.
Mm-hmm. And certainly sees differently.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as well.
Mm-hmm.